This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9. Reporting from home is me, Christine Wong, and in the studio is
Rita Liu.
And our question running throughout the show today is, would you buy an electric vehicle in Malaysia? Why or why not? We've got more responses on Twitter from the Malaysian EV Owners Club, just to clarify some things. So they say, despite Malaysia's relatively low pump prices, charging at home is still slightly cheaper than driving on petrol. Ultimately, we need to factor in the externalities like pollution, GHG emissions in the price of petrol at the pump. Then EVs would definitely be cheaper to run. And I think they also say, actually, our Malaysian average temperature sits at the sweet spot for the current generation of lithium batteries. The Porsche Taycan, for example, would actually heat up its batteries to 35 to 40 degrees Celsius for optimal charging. Same with the Tesla. And countries that have successfully implemented EV incentives target to make EV models reach price parity with ICE versions of the same car. A lot of insights there. Thank you very much.
You know, it's been very educational to us.
Very, very educational. But again, there's a couple more tweets here as well. We've got Zuhril, who says, definitely yes, would buy electric vehicle. Lack of government clear EV policy is the main reason we're left behind compared to Indonesia, Singapore, Thailand, Vietnam. Tesla Singapore reset up their business in a year during the pandemic and managed to create jobs with huge, like more than 5K bookings in a day. While we are losing jobs and FDIs in Singapore, they're managing to create jobs and huge economy with EV industry in Singapore. Lack of direct consumers' incentive to own an EV is also a major turnoff. Wow, lots of feelings about EV vehicles.
Okay.
You were saying?
Oh, so we've got a couple of tweets here. Patrick Ong says, I prefer the two-wheeler EVs. And here we've got Zura Azhar Ibrahim. And he says, next time, please invite my EVOC club for an interview. So yeah, we definitely will, you know, keep you guys
for
that. Just very interesting, a news release just came up from Volvo Car Malaysia, and they've just completed the PHEV offering in Malaysia with the launch of their exported recharge T5. So as we were talking about cars, this news release just came through.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Wow.
So moving on. So moving on, we've got the story from Malaysia Airlines, and they'll be introducing the digital travel health pass. And I know that Singapore Airlines talked about it at the end of last year. So yeah, this is Malaysia coming in. And so in a statement today, the airline said the health pass will integrate modules from the International Air Transport Association's IATA travel pass, enabling passengers to create a digital passport on the Malaysia Airlines mobile app. So this digital identification will pave the way for Malaysia Airlines passengers to eventually take advantage of contactless technology options throughout the travel process. Passengers can easily make appointments with certified medical partners to carry out a COVID-19 RT-PCR test or include the COVID-19 vaccination certificate on their mobile phone, making the process of travel requirements more straightforward. So you've got that on your app. Yep, I'm vaccinated.
Yeah. So, of course, this health pass will also verify the carrier's COVID-19 test or vaccination requirements and share an okay to travel status of passengers with the relevant authorities. Malaysia Aviation Group Chief Executive Officer Izham Ismail said the pass would instill confidence in passengers and provide access to an easy to navigate way to prepare for the upcoming travels. IATA Airport Passenger Cargo Security Senior Vice President Nick Kareen said the IATA travel app is a solution that both governments and passengers just can trust, whether it is standalone or incorporated into an airline's own travel app. And Malaysia Airlines is now working closely with the relevant authorities to roll out the health pass, and we'll be sharing more details soon. I don't know about you, Frida, but even just thinking about traveling again is getting me so excited.
Yeah, I know. Just reading about this. Yes, coming soon. I don't think it's going to be this year, though, but, you know.
Well, no, but, you know, I think it's interesting to see, like, you know, there's so much room to grow in terms of travel and transport, right? Like, you know, the fact that I don't think if you'd asked me in 2020, like, oh, would I get a digital passport? I'd be like, I don't really understand what that means. And now it's actually like a verifiable possibility looming in our future.
Right.
You know, so I think that's really interesting. Well, back to our question for today on buying electric vehicles in Malaysia. You guys on Instagram have a lot of opinions about this. So Chris 4NA says, yes, to cure the world. big dreams.
Okay.
Matthias AQB says that infrastructure is completely lacking. No incentives, as I'm aware of currently. Arvin 14, build the infrastructure first, then talk about purchasing. Yap Jiaming, too expensive. Atrera, too expensive. Okay. Sheikh Fadzil, no infrastructure in rural areas. Jerry Wong 69, because I love Tesla. Vincent Tan says, TNB will suddenly cut supply without notice, and then when you call, they're going to say they're doing repair work.
Okay, that's being
ooh,
funny.
Okay. Hot take. And Fatsi says, only if they're cheaper than a new Mazda. Ooh.
Right. Okay, so a couple of comments here over on WhatsApp. It said, I got a leave last September. Price. Government's not interested. That's the simple reason. So, and then we've got Steve Chong says, if affordable and easily available, recharging stations. And Ro said, no, don't want to suddenly get a shock from washing my car.
Okay.
Ro.
On that pretty note. Sure that's not how that works. Just one more thing here from Dennis Chua on Twitter, who says, please share about electric two-wheelers from Eclimo, which are already running on the road since August 2013 till present, which also the Malaysian EV Owners Club backed up. Let's not forget the locally manufactured two-wheelers, Eclimo and Trelectric, make great electric scooters.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Well, if you want to participate in this conversation, which is popping off today,
right.
Would you buy an electric vehicle in Malaysia? Why or why not? You can participate in those polls again on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio and on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. This is Love You Madly by Cake here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.